Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our next guest. Joel Welker has become a friend of mine, and he's about to become a friend of yours. He is the publisher of Birmingham Business Journal. And as you know, the business journals are published all over the country, around 40 or so, and in the 40 major markets around the country, serving those local communities with an outstanding business publication that they print, that they publish every week. They've got outstanding websites. And Joel and I have gotten to know each other recently, and I invited him on the show. I wanted him to talk about to you about his thoughts on the future of print, of the print media. And he's, as I say, he's our new friend. Joel Welker, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
I feel like welcoming you back because we've known each other for a while, but it's good to have you here, Joel. And congratulations on the outstanding work that you guys do in the business journals. How does your circulation in across the country comparing to the things that are happening with the dailies?
Well, for us, for a majority of our newspapers, we have 40 newspapers from Hawaii to D.C. Most of them are in markets that have, 1 million or more population. And we've had here in Birmingham 6 years of circulation growth of 3% or higher.
Congratulations.
Over the last 6 years. And we're excited about that because
as the dailies have been going down, haven't they?
They have, and the challenging part that dailies have is that they're competing against fast and free with the Internet. So most of the things that you can find in your daily newspaper, you can get on the Internet beforehand, and you don't have to pay for it. So that's not a real good business model.
Right. You've already gotten – in fact, I'm an avid newspaper reader. I love my newspapers, but I do find that as I read the newspaper every day – a lot of the things that are in there, I've already seen. I saw maybe yesterday,
right?
Maybe even the day before, and so I don't, I don't read much of it. It doesn't take me as long, and it's really shocking to me, Joel, to see how many people, not just kids. You know, we all know that the young people aren't reading newspapers like we used to, but it's surprising to me how many boomers I see who are not taking the local newspaper.
Well, I think it's all about niches nowadays. Our circulation here in Birmingham, we have about 33,000 readers every single week. And a lot of those people who are our subscribers are business owners. And so in some ways we still benefit from, as you mentioned, the fact that our generation likes to pick up a newspaper and read it. And so people still enjoy receiving the Business Journal every Friday in the mail and reading something that they haven't seen about local business news. And that's really what differentiates us from the competition. We kind of say we're a localized version of the Wall Street Journal, and you pick up the Business Journal in any community, you're finding information you just can't read or you haven't seen the day before.
Well, and exactly. And a lot of times business information does not have that much of a shelf life. It can still be valuable for a few days. But one of the things I've noticed with newspapers is they seem to, one of the first areas they cut as they cut back the dailies is they cut back on the business section sometimes. And I wonder if that's because of your competition or if it's just because that's just a publishing decision. What do you think?
I think it's a couple of things. I think in a lot of the markets across the country, most daily newspapers had a Business Monday section. And over time, they just have to put their resources where they're going to get the best return on their investments. And if I was running a daily newspaper, I would put a lot of my focus on sports, which is very big here in Alabama, And second, local news, not local business news, but just local news, what's happening in my neighborhood, what's happening in those areas.
Because that's less likely to be on the Internet for free, isn't it?
Correct. And that's where they have to differentiate themselves. And there is a lot of information on the Internet about sports, but still people still want to know about what's happening with football and different things, so they'll pick up the paper for that.
Well, the high school stuff especially.
Right, where my kid goes to school, what's happening in my neighborhood, crime things, different things like that they want to hear about.
So local papers have kind of become, without realizing it, they've devolved into a niche kind of a scenario. The dailies have, in a way, haven't they?
That's the more successful ones are going that direction.
Yeah. Give us the website for the Birmingham Business Bureau.
Our Business Journal's website is www.businessjournals.com.
All right, check it out, folks. Quick break, 22. Back with Joel Worker after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.